Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Heather Shaw is Kidding. It's me, Heather Shaw. Happy Wednesday. How you doing out there? Hope you're having a fantastic week. I hope you're not flying. It's rough out there flying. I had some rough, windy landings going to Dallas and back. Wind everywhere. It was dusty in Dallas. Dallas was dusty. It was fun, though. If you came out to the Dallas shows, thank you so much. Hope you had a lot of fun. If you join my Patreon, you hear all about my weekend in Dallas and how a very far right-leaning man was yelling out and heckling during the show, all while drinking red wine, which you wouldn't expect a man to drink red wine and also be racist, homophobic, and pro-Elon Musk. Very fun. Usually, you know, they're drinking Budweiser or usually they're just, you know, hiding their Grindr accounts. But this guy was drinking red wine loudly, proudly. Love it, Dallas. I'm in Tyler, Texas this weekend. It's just like 2 hours away from Dallas. So come on out if you're in Tyler, Texas. What else are you going to do in Tyler, Texas? Come out to the shows. Two shows Friday, two shows Saturday. Let's get it, bitch. And then I'm also heading to Baltimore, Long Island, on Cassville. I think I'm saying that right. Mohegan Sun. Does that ring a bell? Anybody out there in Connecticut? I don't know. Connecticut scares me. Chicago, New Brunswick, New Jersey, New York City, Bridgeport, Connecticut. Can't stay away from the state that scares the shit out of me. And all I know about Connecticut is there is always a murder on Dateline from Connecticut. Some rich white woman in a cardigan gets slayed. I think the last time I saw one, a woman, her garbage man was accused of killing her because he was like the only black guy in Connecticut. And they were like, must be him. And I think it was just her husband. I mean, you know, Connecticut things. What else? St. Louis, Boston, Napa, California, Flagstaff, Phoenix, Poughkeepsie, L.A., Bristol, Tennessee, baby. Oh, also, if you join the Patreon or if you are part of the Patreon, you hear a fun story about how Kara Cunningham, if you know, you know, she helped me out with my Bristol, Tennessee tickets while they were down because she lives in Bristol and she may be coming to the show. I hope she does. I know old Kara Cunningham gets a lot of hate for being a trans woman who votes for Trump, but I don't give a fuck. The world's on fire. Vote for who you want. Identify as whoever you want. I don't care anymore. I never did. What else? Westchester, PA, Royal Oak, Michigan, Louisville, Kentucky, baby. Louisville, Nashville, Eau Claire, Wisconsin, Colorado Springs, Colorado, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Massillon, Ohio, Fort Wayne, Indiana. These are all on sale right now on my website, heathershawcomedy.com. Thank you for rating and reviewing this podcast. I keep seeing those reviews. I keep seeing one-word reviews, and it makes my heart happy every time I do. Just one word, queef. You guys are listening. You guys are doing the damn thing. You're duck quacking with your vagina. You're queefing it up. Thank you, and keep doing it. If you haven't left a review for this podcast yet, get in there. Type in five words, letters. I don't know where I am. Type in five letters, period, queef, boom, done. Q-U-E-E-F. Yeah, that's five. That's five. And join the Patreon, patreon.com/HeatherShawComedy. Again, you get all the inside deets. I talk about Kara Cunningham helping me. And I talk about my Dallas shows. And I talked about a hoarder house I saw on TikTok, a man who like flips hoarder homes, which already sounds like a nightmare. But he found a dead body in one and uploaded it to TikTok. And it's still on TikTok. So if you want all the details on that, join the Patreon, bitch. It's a fun community. And you get an extra episode of this podcast every single week. All right, let's get into what's going on this week. Not a lot of fun stuff, guys. I'm not going to lie. I don't know if we're just burnt out as a nation or a world. Or am I just experiencing depression? I don't ever feel like I get burnt out. But man, everything I see in the news is so fucking boring. There's nothing fun going on. And thank God for Kanye West. Without Kanye West, what am I going to talk about? That famous Nazi. He's getting desperate. He's releasing songs featuring P. Diddy from prison. That's fun. Kanye West released a song. I don't know what it was fucking called. I mean, this is very recent. He released a song. It's like called like The Sun Shines on the Mountain or some shit, you know, featuring P. Diddy, who is famously murdered Bieber's butthole. We know that. He's in prison for murder of a child's. Okay. Yeah, he released a song with Diddy, like talking to him from prison. Because, you know, Kanye's going to be the only person that calls P. Diddy other than P. Diddy's lawyers. And even his lawyers are dropping out. So it's fun that Kanye's supporting a guy who really deserves all the support he can get in this world. Diddy deserves all the love and support. And I'm glad to see that somebody who sells swastikas on a t-shirt is his main supporter. That checks out, doesn't it? I mean, it feels kind of good. I kind of think, is Kanye like, part of me wants to believe, and I know this isn't true, but part of me wants to believe that Kanye is this evil genius who's doing all these things to sabotage people. And in turn, it appears as if he's sabotaging himself, but he's really just doing this to take down other people. I know that's not what's happening, but it would be fun if he was like, I know what I'll do. You know, I'm going to marry Kim Kardashian, that fame whore. Kim, I'm not calling her a whore. I'm just saying she's a fame whore. I'm going to marry Kim Kardashian, who fucking thinks she's going to marry into gold, a legend. She's going to marry a rap legend. I'm going to have her pop out four of my fucking kids. I'm going to force her to name them weird names. I'm going to see how far I can take this. First one, call it Northwest. Second one, I don't know, Saint. I don't know their other names. I'm not up on the Kardashian West household. And I think that makes me a good person. If you know what all four names of Kanye's kids are named, I just got to say, you got to get back on Indeed.com. You got to start filling out those job applications. It's hard out there in the streets for jobs right now, but you got to do something. You can't know all of his kids' names. What are they? North? Chicago? Oh God, am I going to get them all? Do I need a job? North, Chicago, Saint, and Balenciaga. That's my guess. But what if Kanye was like, yeah, let me just like make her have four of my kids, crazy names. And then when she thinks she's really won it all, marrying me, Mr. West, I'm going to turn into a fucking freak. I'm going to start selling swastikas. I'm going to start saying, yes, I'm a Nazi on X. I'm going to start featuring my daughter in songs featuring P. Diddy. Because that's what he did. He released this song. The beginning is Diddy giving Kanye West a pep talk, which is so funny. It's so funny that you're in such a bad place in your life that you need a pep talk from the diddler. You're like, I'm so low. Mel Robbins can't do this for me. Who would help? Not even Tony Robbins. None of the Robbins. Are they related? It's weird that both motivational speakers who are very rich have the same last name. And by the way, if you're taking their advice, you're dumb. I know. Listen, I read Brene Brown. I get it. But listen, if you're watching 10-second clips of Mel Robbins being like, you got to wake up in the morning, just wake up and high-five yourself in the mirror. My Mel Robbins sounds like Caitlyn Jenner, by the way. I can't do a good Mel Robbins impression. Mel Robbins sounds like Holly Hunter to me. The actress Holly Hunter who talks like this. That's what Mel Robbins kind of sounds like a Holly Hunter light. But my impression of Mel Robbins is just Caitlyn Jenner. But I can't get into Mel Robbins because she's giving you really stupid advice. She's giving you the same advice that like Dr. Andrew Huberman gives, but just like toned down, watered down. You got to wake up in the morning and you got to get the sun. I know it's January. I know you live in Wisconsin. There is no fucking sun, but you got to get out in the sun. You got to wake up, high five yourself in the mirror. This is how you're successful. It's like, who is listening to this? It's up there with Gary Vee. Anybody who claims to be a motivational speaker or like inspirational, I'm out. Andrew Huberman gets a pass because he's a doctor. Okay. He's at least gone to school and has earned that title. But other people, it's like Tony Robbins. Like, what? I think Tony Robbins' son is a motivational speaker too, but he's not as good, which is so fun. It's so fun. But he also claims that he's been touched. Not like physically, but like, you know, Tony Robbins claims he's been touched by Jesus or something. That's how he's so inspirational and motivational. It's like Jesus came down on me and also touched my son. It's always, you know, God picks his favorites. But anyways, Kanye released a song. I digress. Kanye released this song, much to Kim Kardashian's chagrin. Is that how you say that word? I'm dumb. But I'm not dumb enough to listen to Mel Robbins or know all of Kanye's kids' names, all right? There's levels to this shit. He released a song. The beginning is a pep talk from P. Diddy, which is already hilarious. Hey, man, you just got to wake up in the morning, man, and you just got to make beats. I mean, Diddy's like, you just please have fun. I miss having fun because it's not fun back here behind prison. You know, he misses all that fun raping he was doing. God, if you could just go out and rape, just do it, brother. Just get out there and rape. Do it for me. Do one for me, Khan. He calls him Khan. It's not true. But he should, yeah, he should name himself Khan because that's what he's becoming. He's just a grifter. He's a Nazi grifter. It's no more yays. Everyone just start calling Kanye Khan. What up, Khan? What up, Khan? So he releases a song, pep talk in the beginning from Diddy, starting off hot. Some lady singing. I think one of P. Diddy's sons is rapping on it. It sounds like trash. And then Northwest jumps in and starts rapping, I believe. I heard snippets. I couldn't stomach it. It sounded like the worst white kid you knew in school who would like rap, and you're like, what are you doing, Kyle? Your parents are still married. You know, you come from a loving home. Can we cut the shit? It's giving Chet Hanks. I think Chet Hanks had a worse home than most people you know in high school. Kim did not sign off on Northwest being featured in a song with a child molester. Let's be real. P. Diddy liked to scoop him up, collect him like Pokemon. Usher, Justin Bieber, do what he wants with him. You know, it's not good to have your daughter featured on a song with a man who, you know, maybe would touch you if North was a boy. I don't think Diddy liked the young one. I don't know. Maybe he did. I always hear about Diddy going after Usher and Bieber, and it seems like Diddy had taste for some, you know? He had a type, you know, and that type included balls. You know what I'm saying? But maybe I don't know. I haven't heard any tween girls being like, oh, yeah, you know what? There was that one. I digress. That's the name of this episode. I digress. Kim wasn't a fan of it because she's, you know, say what you want about Kim Kardashian. She seems like she's a decent mom. I don't know anything about her. We don't know her personally. The kids are alive. They're millionaires. How bad of a mom can you be? Your husband's a Nazi. Everything's going great. But she kind of had this meeting, this mediation with Kanye before he released a song because she was concerned. And they sat down with their mediator because they're trying to keep it out of the courts, you know, trying to keep it, you know, cordial and nice and cute. And they have joint custody, although Kim claims that Kanye never sees the kids. I wonder why. Is it because he's doing Nazi salutes all over while high on nitrous oxide? Maybe. He's just doing laughing gas and talking to Diddler. He doesn't have time to see the kids. He's got to get inspired by a child rapist. This is a dark episode. Sorry, I didn't do the crimes. I'm just reporting on them. Don't get mad at me for what Diddy did. But I do love this for Kim. So they met with the mediator. They came to an agreement that he's not going to release a song. And if he was, that North is not going to be a part of it. And then what does Kanye do? He tweets out, what did he tweet out on X? I still say tweet on X, you know. I'm either a boomer or realistic. What did he, so then March 16th, a couple days ago, then Khan, not yay, Khan tweets out on X, in all caps, the man makes the final decision, releases the song. I love this for Kim Kardashian. I don't love it for his kids. They're innocent bystanders in all this, you know what I mean? But they're also like born millionaires, so I don't feel that bad for them. I'm in the group of like, hey, if you're a millionaire, I really don't have a lot of sympathy for you. I'm sorry if you have emotional distress. Get to a fucking therapist. You can afford it. You know, that's my thing. I don't know. There's something about like if you have trauma, but you're also a millionaire. Okay. It evens out. I'm sorry. There's a lot of poor people with a lot worse trauma, you know, and they got to figure it out. So I just don't feel a lot of sympathy for millionaires and bajillionaires. But I do kind of love this for Kim that she thought she was winning in life by marrying one of the biggest rappers of all time, a musical genius. I mean, let's not lie. Kanye Khan is a musical genius who has mental health issues. And she is getting the raw end of the stick now. She married this guy thinking this is great, pumping out his kids, set for life. She was already set for life now, but now she's like going down in history, set for life with this legend, this icon, this Con West. And then he turns into a Nazi. And then he's parading his wife naked on the red carpet for attention at the Grammys, where he's not nominated for anything. And then he's tweeting out, yes, I am a Nazi. And then he's selling shirts with swastikas on them. And then he's meeting and agreeing to something and then going back on X and saying, no, the man makes the final decision. I'm the man. This is great for Kim. She must be, God. It's rough. And she's got four of his kids. One of them's going to end up like Kanye. Con. You know it. Statistically speak, it may be North. Honestly, North. It may be North. She's the only one I really know anything about. I don't know anything about Balenciaga. Where the fuck is that baby? I don't know anything about that baby. I don't even think that's the baby's name. I don't think Balenciaga's a real baby. I just don't know the actual name of the kid, and I'm not going to look it up. I'd like to keep my dignity. So he's releasing songs with his daughter on it. I don't know. And the song's not good. It's just not good. It's not Kanye. It's not Con level of good. It's really bad. It probably wasn't even produced by Con. I don't know. Maybe this is the new Nazi Con producing music, and it sounds like it was produced by a Nazi. It's not good. I don't really know what they're talking about in the song. I'm sure it's inspirational because, you know, that's what Con does now. It's so fun. He releases like gospel and inspirational music, but then it gets online and is like, I love the Nazis. It's very fun. Whatever he's doing, I'm a fan of, because it doesn't make any sense. And in my head, I'm thinking he's an evil genius taking down these people. He posted a conversation he had. He was on the phone and videotaped him talking to, filmed himself talking to P. Diddy in prison. And maybe he's an evil genius and going like, I have such a bad reputation, I'm going to give these people even worse reputations. I don't think that's really what's happening, but in my head, I like to think that he planned this out for years. And it's a long con. It's a long Kanye West game. I don't think that's really happening, though. But pray for Kim. Her daughter's now on a song with a man who's in prison for sex trafficking. But also, Kim Kardashian is out here doing ads with Tesla and Elon Musk robots because they'll throw money at her and she'll do anything because she has no soul. She has all of the money in the world, all the money she could need. And yet she's still accepting money from people like Elon Musk, who you could say are also Nazi-esque. She loves the Nazis. Her ex-husband. Now she's accepting money to promote Tesla robots because he's having a rough time. Sorry, guys, I'm dying. I don't really feel bad for Kim Kardashian. She doesn't say no to money. She has no morals, it seems like. She's probably a secret Republican, which is totally fine. Vote for who you want. But, you know, a lot of your people are gay lovers. It's a very wild time. There's been a lot of, gossip and stuff online. I got on TikTok today, immersed myself in the talk, as you do in the morning, just to set your mental state right. There's no better way to set the mood for the day than hopping on TikTok for an hour and losing your mind. But a lot of people were talking about the 7-part series about Hailey Baldwin. It's on TikTok. Originally, it was a YouTube video that I think, something Oddities on YouTube uploaded it. It was a full, 45-minute feature about how Hailey Baldwin is essentially just like, has been a Justin Bieber stalker, Selena Gomez stalker, and kind of like ended up stalking her way into marrying the man she was stalking. Because you can do that when you're like a nepo baby or just a baby of a famous person. You can kind of stalk your way into marrying somebody. It's not as creepy. You know, you're running in the same circles. It's not weird. Excuse me. But now TikTok, somebody on TikTok cut up that YouTube video and made it 7 parts. So people aren't calling it the 7-part documentary about Hailey Bieber essentially stalking Justin Bieber. I mean, she's a weird woman. I can't figure out that dynamic with Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin. I don't call her Hailey Bieber. I should respect the sanctity of marriage. But from every clip I've seen, I guess they did a documentary called Seasons. Haley and Justin's season. I don't think Justin Bieber could tell you what season we're in. You know what I mean? I think he's high as a kite. But they had a series called Seasons. And every clip I've seen from that, Justin Bieber hates Haley Baldwin. Am I going to die on this episode? There's no editing in this podcast. This may be my last fucking podcast. Is Diddy poisoning me? He hates her. It's very obvious. Every clip I've seen on TikTok from this documentary, he did the very... This is not like exclusive to Justin Bieber. I feel like most grooms do this. Hailey Bieber was talking about the wedding planning. And she's like, yeah, Justin didn't have any say in the wedding. He didn't really care. I don't really care either. Like, it's just a wedding and I'm not a wedding girl. So he kind of just showed up. And then it cuts to Justin and him being like, yeah, I didn't really give a fuck. I didn't really give a fuck about any of this. I'm still pining over Selena Gomez, which I didn't believe that. I didn't believe that Justin Bieber was pining over Selena Gomez. But did you know on his wedding day, he texted Selena Gomez 23 times? Isn't that fucking wild? Dude, if on my wedding day, my fiance texted anybody else 23 times, anybody that wasn't the wedding planner or her mother, I would be like, bitch, are you okay? I wouldn't go through with a wedding if it was if it was an ex. No, girl, runaway bride, bitch. I would be gone. Call me Julia Roberts away. I'm on that horse galloping away. What? That just shows where Hailey Bieber's at. She just wants to marry the guy that she's been stalking forever. He texted her 23 times. Selena Gomez has a song about it called Rings. So go listen to that or just read the lyrics if you're like me and can't stomach it. Just read the lyrics. I'd rather read. You ever go on like a news article or online and there's a video of the story, but then below it's just a story written out? Yeah, I'm reading it. I can read faster than I can watch these people talk. I hate it. But this Justin seems to hate Hailey Bieber and I don't understand why they're together. It's very weird. He just seems to fucking hate her. If you go look at clips from their wedding documentary or whatever this documentary was featuring their wedding, there's a part where she's hugging him from behind while they're looking out the window and he shrugs her off of him like an overbearing mother. He shrugs her like, ugh. He just does not like her. It's very odd. It's very odd. And I think that he, at one point, there was a part where he goes, yeah, I thought marriage would fix everything, but it just made it worse. I'm like, oh my God. If my partner said this publicly, ew, she does not care. She's with somebody who despises her. I don't know why they're together. And then there's cutesy videos of them. Then they seem like they like each other. But there's a lot of videos of Justin Bieber. It looks like an arranged marriage. I know there's been a lot of jokes about that. But it really does look like Justin Bieber was like, hey, somebody came to him and was just like, you're either going to marry this bitch or we're going to air out all those tapes we got on you. I don't know. There's some kind of black. It's like he lost a bet. There's something there. He does not like her. And it's got to be weird to see your ex dating Benny Blanco because it's like you're Justin Bieber. You know, I don't know if he really wants her back, but I think she was his first love. I don't really, you know, this is not my main concern in pop culture. So I don't really know these things very well, but it seems like she was his first love. And God, to see your first love getting married to Benny Blanco and you're Justin Bieber. Yeah, I would be high all the time, too. If Usher brought me to P. Diddy's house when I was 13 and served my ass on a silver platter, and then I get to see my ex years later, my first love, marrying a man who looks like a fucking Geico caveman, I would be on the hardest drugs ever. Write my obituary now, bitch. Write it now. And I gotta be around Hailey Baldwin. God, end it. I don't know. It's very interesting. I don't really pay attention to Justin Bieber outside of, you know, what's going on with him. It seems like he's on drugs. I don't know anything about Hailey Baldwin. I you know, it's like the fourth Kanye West kid. I hope to never find out really anything more than I know. But it seems like, go watch that 7-part series if you're really interested in this stuff. I'm not sitting down and watching that. Sorry. I'd rather listen to an hour compilation of queefs. You know what I mean? That's my jam. That's what I'll eat dinner to tonight. All right. Moving on, bitch. Tom Cruise. God, I love this. Okay, this is a story that's in People magazine, so we know it's not real. I mean, I say it all the time. I don't know if I say it mostly on my Patreon episodes or on the main, but listen, if you're seeing a story in People magazine, the story was put there by the PR team. There's nothing that People is reporting on that they are finding and digging up on their own and just making a story about. It's all just a team feeding People because People works for the team, okay? It's like the HR department. A company's HR department does not work for the employer, okay? People doesn't work for the consumer. HR department works for the company to cover the company's ass. People works for the celebrity to cover the celebrity's ass, okay? Just look at it that way. The People magazine is just the HR department of the entertainment industry. So this People magazine article, Tom Cruise spotted out in London again with Ana de Armas. I hope I'm saying that right. Okay, so Tom Cruise is trying to convince the world that he's dating a woman. Can we stop? Can we cut the shit? It's 2025. It didn't work when you jumped on a fucking couch in what, 2009? When was that? He was jumping on couches for over vagina? Please, Tom. Thomas, we know you would never be jumping on a couch over a vagina. Over boobs? Please, girl. He was jumping on that couch thinking of Channing Tatum's asshole. But they're trying to sell this now. Tom Cruise and Ana de Armas. Who is Ana de Armas? Let me see who she is. I don't even know if I'm saying that right. It's just some fucking super young looking woman. She's an actress. I mean, oh, she was in Knives Out. I think I saw that. I don't know anything about her. Let's see how old she is, because this is the worst part. It's like, if you're just going to be set up with, like, who's that? Hugh Jackman. He gets set up with age-appropriate women. Hugh Jackman's very gay, allegedly. But he always gets, like, an age-appropriate beard. His wife, who everybody made fun of for being ugly, fuck you, she got paid, bitch. And she didn't have to do shit. She was in a lavender marriage. She didn't give a shit if she was ugly. He chose her. He should be playing that TikTok sound. She should be making TikToks to that shit. When they were still together, she should have been making TikToks featuring Hugh Jackman, her beard. He chose me. He don't want you. He chose me. Nanny, nanny, boo, boo. I fuck him more than you. That would have been Hugh Jackman's ex-wife if she made a TikTok. Ana de Armas. Oh, she's 36. Wow, she looks way younger. Okay, this isn't that bad. I'm going to say Tom Cruise is 58. How old do you think Tom Cruise is? He's 62. Okay. He was born in Syracuse. Ew. Tom Cruise, whose face, golly, he's got that weird work where his face now just looks like it's molded every morning in clay. Like, it's a little Vanilla Sky-esque. I love that movie that he did. It's one of my favorite Tom Cruise movies, right up there with Magnolia. But his face looks like every day they just put Play-Doh on it and form his face around the bones. It doesn't look, it's filler, I think. I think what that is filler. He doesn't look like Tom Cruise anymore. It's very odd. So much filler that he lost that chiseled, cute Tom Cruise look. But anyways, his beard is Ana de Armas. Allegedly, he's very gay. Allegedly, he's been in a long-term relationship with the leader of this Church of Scientology. I forget his name. I think it's David Miscavige, whose wife went missing years ago, and whoops, we never found her. Nothing happened. No charges. Okay, the ages are here. Cruise 62, De Armas 36. So, I mean, that's almost a 30-year age gap. The last time I saw a 30-year age gap, they both ended up dead. Shout out to Gene Hackman. Yeah, it's just like, can we cut the shit? Dude, imagine being 62 and caring what people think about you and your sex life. Just come the fuck out already. To be a proud Scientologist and to be scared of coming out of the closet is gay. You got your priorities mixed up. It's 2025. You should be scared to be a Scientologist proudly and be fine being gay publicly. You got it mixed up, bitch. It's not 1994 anymore. People are more scared of Scientologists than they are gay men. Okay? Stop with the beard shit, Tom. We know you're not fucking eating her out. If you see her naked, you are looking at her and going, stinky. You know, it's just... but People's reporting on it. So this is clearly being fed by Cruz's team and being like, hey, this is the new run this. They're together. They've been seen together in these paparazzi photos. I just wonder, do they talk about anything? Or do you think he just kind of ignores her behind closed doors and then is like, all right, we got to go out in public. Like, let's pretend we know each other. I don't know where they met. I don't care. It's not real. But get that bag, sis. You saw what happened to Katie Holmes. He doesn't even have a relationship with his daughter, Suri Cruz, who kind of looks like him. She really looks like Katie, though, thank God. But, like, dude, how fucking lame are you, dude? I don't think he has a relationship with any of his children. He's like an evil gay man, where he's like, honey, you make me look bad. I don't think he has any relationship with his children. So instead of, like, seeing his children, he just dates children. Because a 36-year-old to a 62-year-old, that's a child to me. I mean, it's no Bill Belichick. But Jesus Christ. And drop the beard. I mean, you are gay, Tom. Any male, and listen to me. Any famous A-list male celebrity who is loudly in the Church of Scientology is a closeted gay man, allegedly. These are just my opinions, but these opinions may be truth. Will Smith, Tom Cruise, John Travolta. Anyone who Oprah was thrilled to have on her couch, closeted gay man. That's the rule. That's it. Allegedly. But if a man is tied to Scientology and never leaves, it's because they know his secrets and he's scared of getting out. And these are older men, so they come from a different time. Like, it'd be really hard to convince a gay Gen Zer to stay in the closet and join Scientology because they would be like, well, I'm just going to be gay. Like, you know, even Shawn Mendes is kind of getting there. You know what I mean? But the younger generation, they're not going to be like, They don't have shame with being gay, so they're just going to be out. Or they're not going to join a weird fucking church because they can't grapple with their homosexuality. And they're not going to give over their homosexual, you know, secrets to a church that can then blackmail them for life. But these older male celebrities, they came up in a time. I mean, these men are 60 years old. Tom Cruise, Will Smith, maybe in his 50s, John Travolta. These men came up in a time where being out and proud gay was not acceptable. So they're much more susceptible to a Church of Scientology saying, tell us your secrets, we'll keep you safe, you'll be healed, you'll be cured, and then using that as blackmail to keep them in the church for as long as possible, which is usually, it seems like, very long. But yeah, I mean, it's not going to work on the younger generations. It's still working on Tommy Cruise, boy. But God, I wish he would just come out. And stay a Scientologist. You're banging the head of Scientology. Just come out. Have a great Scientology wedding. Be freaks together. Not freaks because you're gay, but freaks because you're Scientologists. Oi, oi, oi. I digress. Let's get into some ads, baby. The only ad we have. The famous ad. The best ad. Lucy Brown Coffee Bar. I can't tell if I'm getting sick. I feel like a little sick. Shout out to Dallas for getting me sick. I mean, I was roasting Texas pretty hard. I'm going to do it again this weekend, so I deserve it. If it's COVID, it's COVID. COVID. You can enjoy coffee from Lucy Brown Coffee Bar without ever leaving the comfort of your home. You got to get that coffee subscription. I have it. I've had it for a long time. I love it so much. The first of the month comes, and I get coffee shipped right to my door from Lucy Brown Coffee. A small-owned, queer-owned business. Small-owned? Maybe I am getting sick. A queer-owned small business in Lexington, Kentucky. Shout out to Sarah Brown, the owner. She's making good coffee over there, and this is a great, great program, the coffee subscription program. All you got to do is fill out the form on their website. That's lucybrown.com. Lucybrowncoffee.com. L-U-S-S-I, browncoffee.com. Fill out the form on their website, and then you get coffee beans sent straight to your fucking door. You don't have to go to the store and buy the basic generic coffee anymore. You can have different exciting roasters, different bags of coffee every single month, whatever you like, dark roast, light roast, medium roast, all the roasts, whole bean, ground bean, whatever you like. They're going to ship it to your door every month. So you get a new bag every single month, all starting as low as $20 a month. That'll save you a lot. I mean, a Starbucks coffee bag is almost that. And it's not delicious. It's manufactured, overly manufactured bullshit facility shit. It's like the Amazon warehouse of coffee, Starbucks. Get out of there. Get the coffee subscription. Get like these cool like indie roasters that you never heard of before, but they taste so good. Visit lucybrowncoffee.com. That's L-U-S-S-I, browncoffee.com. And follow the coffee subscription button to get signed up today. And if you use the code Heather Shaw is kidding, you'll get 10% off your first order. Thank you, Lucy Brown, for sponsoring the show. We love you so much. And if you're in Lexington, Kentucky, check out Lucy Brown Coffee right downtown.
Hackers don't need much. Just one leaked password can potentially unlock a treasure trove of personal information, leading to stress, pain, and permanently wrecked credit. Don't be an easy target. Get protection by Aura today. Aura protects your identity, finances, and family all in one powerful app. Get real-time alerts, safeguard your accounts, and block scams before they happen. If identity theft strikes, we help you recover. Stay protected at aura.com/listen. That's aura.com/listen.
All right, Forever 21 is going bankrupt. We have to say RIP to Leo DiCaprio's favorite store. I always joke that Forever 21 sounds like Leo DiCaprio describing his dream date. Forever 21. Forever 21 is still too old for Drake. Drake sees that and goes, ew, an elder? I don't want to be around the elderly. I'm not going in Forever 21. Drake's like, where's the Forever 16? It's going bankrupt. It's out. It's done. Let's see here. Forever 21 files for bankruptcy, expected to close all U.S. stores. I got to say, I have not been in a Forever 21 in forever. You know, I don't know. I really don't know what's going on in the stores. Every time I go to a mall, it's to go to a comedy club in the mall. Every mall I've been to is completely a ghost town. I mean, this makes sense. It blows my mind that other stores are not completely shut down. Abercrombie and Fitch, is that still around? What? How? American Eagle? Like, I could see if they moved everything online and just had an online presence, but like, who's going into the fucking Gap? Old Navy? What? No thanks. I don't know how any of these stores are open. Hollister, is that still around? Is Hollister still around where you walk in and it just smells like a 16-year-old boy's a bedroom? Like way too much cologne and jizz? Every Hollister just smells like way too much cologne covering up the smell of balls. I don't get it. I don't get how malls are around. I really don't. In this day and age, every mall I've been to, the second biggest mall in the country. It was in West Nyack. Dude, ghost town. Like 14 floors. Nothing going on. Stores galore. No one in them. What the fuck is going on with malls? Can we just put the homeless in there? Take down all the stores. Make little rooms. Put the homeless in there. At least people will be occupying the building. It's unreal. Let them create their own society in the malls. You know, breathe life back into the malls. I don't know what's going on in the mall. Fast fashion retailer Forever 21's U.S. operating company filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy for the second time in 6 years. Hamstrung by dwindling mall traffic and mounting competition from online retailers. Yeah, you just got to go online. It's much easier to go in a store and shop physically for clothes, but people are lazy now. This is America. We don't get off of our couch. We're not doing it. We'd rather just you ship us the shirt. We'll try it on. And then we'll go, I didn't like that. And then we'll put it back in the bag and pretend we're going to return it. And it's just going to sit in our trunk. Everything we just want to come to our door. We want Lucy Brown's coffee sent straight to our door. We want clothing. We want fucking slop. Dude, if you're using DoorDash, I use DoorDash way too much. Just send me my slop, minimum wage worker. It feels evil. Especially when you're like ordering from a place that's like a mile from your house. Oh my God, I feel so awful. But not as awful as I have to imagine it feels ordering like McDonald's. I don't eat fast food, but I can't imagine DoorDash and McDonald's. Like it can't be good. I mean, that's gotta be the first sign of depression. If you tell me you've DoorDash McDonald's and it's not because you were like completely hungover or like had a cold, if you just were normally functioning, having a good day and decided to DoorDash McDonald's, I think that's the first sign of clinical depression. Like, cause what? Ain't no way. Out of all the options, and you're paying like how much for a meal? Isn't it like $12 now for a McDonald's meal? Are you fucking kidding me? McDonald's, know your worth. It's not a lot. You are poison and bullshit food that does not mold. You got to cut these prices down. Anyways, buy Forever 21. There's not much going on in this article. They just were like, yeah, they're closing down. The move likely means liquidation for the company, which was unable to find a buyer for its roughly 350 U.S. stores. That's not a lot of stores. That's not a lot of stores, 350. What is that? What's math? 350 divided by 50. How many stores per state is that? Like 7. That's not a lot. And then more in some other states, obviously, like California probably has like, you know, 30. But that's not a lot. And I don't know who was shopping there. And Forever 21, you know, a lot of these stores are just millennial things that don't really translate anymore. I haven't been in the store, but I imagine it's pretty millennial. I don't know if it's, or if it's Gen Z, it's made by millennials, so it's not good. It's fast fashion too. I try to stay away from fast fashion. And I don't really buy clothes, to be honest. So when I do buy clothes, some of them are fast fashion, but it's slow fashion because I don't throw out a shirt or get a new shirt until that one decays. It just starts disintegrating on my body. So it's slow fashion because it takes a couple years. But yeah, fast fashion is just kind of gross. It's bad for the environment. Everything is. The world's on fire. And Forever 21 just sounds like, a creepy store name. A pedophilic store name. Maybe they'll come out with a Forever 16. Very creepy. And I don't know what's going on in malls. Please let me know where you're shopping. Is anybody going to the mall to get anything other than like an Auntie Anne's pretzel? All right, Jonathan Majors admits to strangling ex-girlfriend in newly unearthed audio. Do you remember Jonathan Majors? He had that big, he was on the rise. He was a huge star. I think he was in a Disney series, Loki. And he was low-key hitting those women. You know what I mean? He's, I think, now engaged to Megan Good, who's, like, been his PR cleanup person. You know, his PR team was, like, I think most of his team dropped him because he was abusing women. He was rocking their shit, basically. And this came out, and then I think he got charged with something. And then his newly hired crisis PR team was, like, you need to find a new woman that looks like you guys are in love. And they hired Megan Good. So now they're a couple. And you know they're not a real couple. I mean, this is very much a business relationship. She was like, yeah, you'll pay me for what? Okay, sure. I'll pretend to date you. I'll pretend to be engaged. Maybe they got married. I don't know. These people have no souls. They'll do anything. Look at Kim Kardashian doing fucking photo shoots with Tesla robots. No souls. She's got enough fucking money. She could have said, no, thank you. This will look bad. She doesn't give a fuck. These people have no souls. I digress. All right, the conversation with Jonathan Majors was captured in the aftermath of a days-long fight between Majors and his then-girlfriend, professional dancer Grace Jabari, in September 2022, not that long ago, about 2 years ago. The Marvel actor had been living with Jabari in London as he filmed the second season of the Disney series Loki, as in Loki hitting that bitch, when he allegedly became angry at Jabari. According to a since-settled civil lawsuit filed by Jabari last April, she alleged Majors slammed her into a car, dragged her back inside their home, and then strangled her. Yeah, that's some shit. That's not like, you know, I got mad at you and slapped you, or even backhanded. I didn't Ike Turner you. I fucking strangling is the most passionate way to kill somebody. It is pure passion. It's almost like stabbing somebody to death. It is, there's an intimacy to it. There's a violence, like the most violent way you can take somebody out. Because shooting somebody is hands off, you know, pull the trigger, boom. So a bullet takes care of it. When you put your hands on somebody, on their neck, and you cut off their air, that is intimate and violent and disgusting and creepy, and I don't think most people can come back from doing that and being like, all right, I'm rehabbed now. I'm good. I'll never do that again. Most people, I would think, could not bring themselves to actually physically strangle somebody that they're dating. I think. And to be able to do that, you have that in you. It says a lot about you. The unearthed audio tape captures Jabari confronting Jonathan Majors about the alleged attack in the following days. Majors begins, "I'm ashamed I've never been aggressive with a woman before. I've never aggressed a woman. I aggressed you." Okay, first of all, I've never heard that. I've never heard somebody be like, "I have aggressed you." That sounds like a poetic. That's really a nice way of sugarcoating it. "I'm sorry, I have aggressed you." No, I didn't. I've never raped a woman before. I just repressed her. I was just repressing you. I was just repressing your body, baby. It's just a weird way to say, yeah, I've never really fucked up. I've never rocked a woman's shit before, but bitch, I rocked yours. "I've never aggressed a woman. I aggressed you." And then she goes, "You strangled me and pushed me against the car." And he goes, "Yeah, well, all those things are under aggressed. So yeah." I mean, he's still correcting her. Isn't that fun? Well, actually, that's what aggressed is. So yeah, that's what I just said. And then he goes, that's never happened to me. I've never done that before. And she goes, "Just because I said something sarcastically in your face." And he goes, "Well, clearly it's more than that." And she goes, "It's something inside you." And he goes, "Yeah, towards you." This guy has definitely done it before and has not gotten caught. But there is a first time for every abuser has a first abuse. I wonder if they like think back on, reminisce on it, like the old days. I remember my first wife beating. Yeah. She made the food and the food was too salty and I just fucking punched her tooth out. God, the first one, you're always chasing it. You're chasing the dragon of the first hit. It's like heroin. He's a piece of shit. He's an absolute piece of shit. I think they settled out of court. He was arrested in March 2023 for allegedly attacking Jabari, who sustained a fractured finger, a cut to the back of her ear. You know, he aggressed her. What a nice way of saying you beat the shit out of a woman. And you, look at Jonathan Majors. The man's not a fucking twink. All right. It's not like Leslie Jordan, the build of Leslie Jordan, you know, fighting a woman. This is Jonathan Majors. His last name is Wright. He's a major man. He's a man. He's a murderer. He's big. That's scary shit. But way to give a new term for women beaters. I just aggressed you. That's all I did. I was just aggressing you. Ew, I don't like him. I hope he gets testicular cancer. I really don't feel bad about saying that. I really hope he wakes up tomorrow and his balls are like fucking golf balls. Oh, speaking of golf balls, Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods has been quietly dating Vanessa Trump, the ex-wife of Donald Jr. Isn't that a little crack up? Isn't that fun? And apparently, this is from People too. So they gave, again, Tiger Woods or Donald Trump's junior or Vanessa Trump gave the story to People and said, yeah, let's run it. And apparently Donald Jr. is cool with the new relationship. Yeah, that's what you got to say when a black guy's fucking your ex-wife. You can't really go hard in the paint. I know Tiger's Blasian, but you still got black in him. You can't be speaking up. You know what I mean? Especially famous Tiger Woods. Also, he's probably cool with it because he's like, yeah, Tiger will just cheat on her in like 5 months. You know, it's Tiger. That guy can't keep a dick in his pants. But I love that he found love with Vanessa Trump. All of the women you could choose, Tig. Little Tig. You chose a Trump that's been banged by Donald Jr.? Ugh. I'm not one for like, what's your body count? You're a whore if it's over 20. I'm not like that. I don't judge, but I'm sorry. It's like when I was talking about Adrian Brody dating Harvey Weinstein's ex-wife. I'm sorry. That would just, every time I went to kiss her, I would just think about Harvey Weinstein dry humping her leg in the worst way. It's going to go to that. If I'm Tiger Woods and I'm trying to fuck Vanessa Trump, I'm just going to think about Donald Jr. being like, oh yeah, I already came. Did you come? I know it's been 30 seconds. I just came. Did you come yet? Like, I couldn't get into it. But these people have no souls. And you know what I like about this, though? Tiger Woods, he's 49 and Vanessa Trump's 47. So that is good. I like that he's dating someone his own age. That's fun. Good for him. That feels nice. Woods and Trump share plenty in common beyond both spending a majority of their time in Florida. Trump's daughter, Kai Trump, who she shares with her ex-husband, is a top golfer. Now, now I got to say, you may know Kai Trump. She does a lot of TikToks with her dad. There was a really creepy TikTok where Donald Jr. was like, Kai, you look sexy. While they were getting ready for some event, they were getting makeup done next to each other. And Donald Trump Jr. pointed the camera at his daughter and goes, hey, Kai, you look sexy. Fucking gross, dude. If my dad ever called me sexy, I know that I'm not, you know, a supermodel, but like I would totally be like, you're gay, dude. If my dad was like, you look sexy today, I'd be like, you're a fucking faggot. You are a fucking faggot. What do you mean I look sexy? Get your fucking eyes checked, you homo. But it's also gross to have your dad call you sexy. A lot of people were defending that. Oh, he's just supportive of his daughter. He wants to fuck his daughter. Okay, let's call it spade a spade. But I do like the thought of maybe that Vanessa Trump just got into a relationship with Tiger because she wants Kai Trump to have really good golfing technique. She wants her to be really good at golf. So she's like, I'll take one for the team. I'm going to bang the black Asian dude. Because everything, I mean, Tiger Woods is look, I'm not, anybody can talk how they want, but Tiger Woods, he has the voice of a white man. You know what I mean? He's got a voice of a rich white guy. He laughs like, you know, Tiger Woods has that. There's no part of Tiger Woods that knows how to dap up LeBron James. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, maybe he's one of the ones that the Trumps will be like, they're cool. This one's cool. This black guy's cool because he sounds like us. He clearly votes like us too. But I do hope that Vanessa Trump just hooked up with Tiger Woods and got in a relationship with him just to help her daughter out with golfing lessons. Like, that's a great mom to fuck the world's best golfer ever because you want your daughter to be, you know, receiving the best tips from him. She took one for the team. She'll probably get cheated on. I mean, this guy, you know, he loves to fuck around. Again, it's like Jonathan Majors. Cheaters don't really ever just stop. Maybe they do. Some can be reformed. Let's see. I don't really care to read the rest of this. I don't care. It's just fine. I find that interesting. All the women in the world, Tiger. And you chose Trump. Okay. That's great. That's, you know, but love who you love. Maybe you can't help it. He loves her. It's just, you know, and I got to say, she's not like the most stunning woman. She's beautiful for sure because she has money and the access to that. But like, she's not the most. And again, Donald Trump Jr. has been inside her for at least 4 seconds. Every time he's inside her, it's at least for 4 seconds before he splooges. So like, I just couldn't get past that. But good for them. Happy couple, happy life. Great for them. All right, that's going to do it for this show. It was a quick one today. Hopefully we get some better stories next week. These ones have been kind of weird and wild and wackadoodle. It's wackadoodle time. Upcoming shows, get them at heathershawcomedy.com. Again, I'm in Tyler, Texas at Rose City Comedy. 2 shows this Friday, 2 shows Saturday. I'll be there with my friend Christoph Jean. He's a fantastic Austin comic. I'm very excited to hang out with him. In April, I'll be in Baltimore, Long Island, on Cassville, which is at the Mohegan Sun, Chicago, New Brunswick, New Jersey, New York City, Bridgeport, Connecticut, St. Louis, Boston, Napa, California, and Flagstaff, Arizona. In May, I'll be in Phoenix, Poughkeepsie, L.A., Bristol, Tennessee, and Westchester, PA. In June, I'll be in Royal Oak, Michigan, Louisville, Kentucky, Nashville, Tennessee, Eau Claire, Washington. And then further out in this year, I'll be in Colorado Springs, Colorado, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Massillon, Ohio, Fort Wayne, Indiana. And then upcoming shows we have in Batavia, Illinois, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Those tickets are going to go up soon. Columbus, Ohio, Portland, Maine, and much more. And don't forget to join the Patreon. You get an extra episode of this podcast. The people over there really like the extra episode. It's more personal. I talk some shit, things I wouldn't say on a public forum. It gets fun and interesting. So join that. It's at patreon.com/heathershawcomedy. It's like $3 a month. What are you doing? Join it. What the fuck? Until next time, I love you. Have a great week. Stay beautiful. Stay gay. See ya.
Hackers don't need much. Just one leaked password can potentially unlock a treasure trove of personal information, leading to stress, pain, and permanently wrecked credit. Don't be an easy target. Get protection by Aura today. Aura protects your identity, finances, and family, all in one powerful app. Get real-time alerts, safeguard your accounts, and block scams before they happen. If identity theft strikes, we help you recover. Stay protected at aura.com/listen. That's aura.com/listen.